hang on, not playing the music. That's odd. We're here, and the recorder is here. Recording's on. There we go. Okay.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Team Ekstrom Peterson call. And we've got the one and only Shauna Ekstrom. And I'm Scott Peterson. And we've got a great call today. I'm going to say today because we're here and it's Tuesday afternoon in Australia. We're in Brisbane, Australia, going to the national conference here for celebration for Isagenics. And we're really excited to attend this event. We understand it's going to be, I believe, as big as or bigger than New Year's kickoff was. So, wow, what a wonderful time. Today we're going to be talking about success tools and the tools that we use in our businesses to help build a prosperous team. And, you know, the key about tools is that we just need to make sure that we help everybody on our team see that it's easy to do. And we want to get our new people to the thing where they say, I can do this. And when people say, I can do this, then they take action and get busy. So we're going to talk about some of the tools. Some of this is basics for some of you who are using those tools, but it's always good to have a conversation. And we've got the one and only Carrie Wilkerson, the Barefoot Executive, with us today. And Carrie, you're on.
Woohoo, I'm here. Oh, look. Look, and the crowd goes wild.
The crowd goes wild.
You didn't know we could do that.
That's awesome.
I just now found the sound effects button. Uh-oh.
You're going to have to teach me how to do that. That's awesome. So we've got Shauna here. Shauna, you want to say hi?
Hi, everybody. I just wanted to tell you. Okay. So we like this call to feel like it. We're at the coffee shop. And so Scott and I just went down the street to this amazing little natural coffee place that has organic coffee, and I never knew it could taste so good. Mm-hmm. So we had a cappuccino and an organic brownie, and it was delicious. So we were all fired up and ready for this call. And we wish y'all were here, because one of the things about being able to travel over here is the lifestyle is so laid back. And that's kind of what we like about this call. We want it to be laid back, but also take action, because we want everybody to be able to experience this lifestyle. So we're going to get started here.
I love it. I love that we're on Monday and you guys are, as usual, a step ahead of us. You guys are already into Tuesday. So that's just the way you lead. You're always a little bit ahead of the rest of us, and I love it. I love it. Good steps to follow in for sure. So what do you guys want to talk about tonight?
Well, the subject is the success tools, right? The tools that we can use in our business to create duplication and to make people believe that it's easy to do. And it is a simple process, and we just follow the system and using the tools, we can create duplication in our business. And there's the old saying, duplicate or die. And also there's another saying, don't be a fool, use the tools. So we like to always refer, and I think let's go to the basics, Carrie. I mean,
What we'll do is just tell a few of the ones that we like real simply. One of the ones that the company has put out for us is so good. It's called
Isamovie.
Isamovie.com. I was letting you talk because I think this has a voiceover that we're going to get.
Yeah, I love the Isamovie. And let me preface tools a little bit by saying my dad's a builder, and I have a brother, actually two brothers that are builders too. And they say that nothing will slow you down like not having the right tools. But I think sometimes when we're eager to maybe start carpentry or start fishing or start painting or whatever it is that we're starting a business, we tend to gather too many tools, get too excited about too many things, and we end up complicating things. So tonight, I really encouraged us to just, let's boil it down to three so that we don't overwhelm anybody new, so that we really simplify it for folks that have been in the business a while, and just say this can take away any fear that you have about knowing enough or being polished enough or being ready enough. The tools, the company spends a lot of money and research and time to make these brand consistent, to make them effective, to make sure they work, and to provide them for you at no additional cost. So I think these are powerful, powerful things. So, Shauna, kick off with the ISA movie. Why is the ISA movies? There's several of them. Why are they powerful? How should we use them? You know, let's talk about that.
Okay. ISA movie, it can cover a gamut of things. It covers the product, the different benefits of our product, and then it also goes into the company and to the business itself. So if someone is just interested in the benefits of the product that they would be looking at, you could send them there. But they're going to go ahead and search around, and so they may realize at that point that, wow, somebody else has a need for this, maybe energy and performance, where maybe they're looking for weight loss, or maybe they're looking for extra income. And so it is a one-stop shop. And I really do like that. It's a simple, simple tool. So like you're on a plane somewhere, or you're sitting next to somebody, or even standing next to a friend that you bump into at the grocery store, and they say, I've heard what you're doing. I mean, tell me a little bit about it, and say, you know, when is a good time to get back when you've got 10 minutes that I can get on the phone with you? And then that's one of the ways that you can use that tool to make sure that they actually do go there, because you're on the phone with them. So they call you, you call them at a set up time, and then you walk through it, and then at the end of that, you can say, well, what was it that you liked best? And that'll give you a place to go with them. Instead of just telling them what you're excited about, it might be completely different than what they're excited about, and you never know what it's going to be. So I love that tool. It covers so many things. And then the next thing we're going to also talk about, and I'm going to go right there because it includes isamovie.com,
okay,
is also three-way calls. So three-way calls, we've talked about, I believe we've touched on it before, but really drilling down into what is a three-way call. And I like to be able to start out with using that. Let's say you have somebody, but you don't have something set up with another upline. Maybe it's not quite time to bring someone else, an expert, in. Maybe you just want to use that and practice your three-way calls, because a third-party validation is very, very powerful. And I use it all the time. So use ISA Movie as a way to get that third-party validation. Get them on the phone, and ISA Movie is the third-party validation before you use someone in your upline or your crossline or whoever else that you're going to use to validate that. That call will do a really good job of that as well. So I really like that.
Good.
And I think it's a great place to practice your three-way calls.
Yeah. The other thing I like about ISA Movies, going back for just a minute, is there are several of them tailored for several reasons. There's one specifically for women. There's one specifically for a more mature audience. There's one about transitioning from your job. And so it really is great. And we've talked and talked and talked before about borrowing credibility and borrowing story from other people. And so I love being able to pull whichever movie you need and use it that way. I've also seen other folks use it when they have little get-togethers or tastings or samplings or shares, where they will play one on the big screen TV. They'll pick one and they'll have a little movie time and hand out popcorn and then have a little movie time and then have people ask questions after the movie. And this is where you're not having to do a formal presentation. The movie is doing it for you. So these are just a couple of the ways that you can do movies. I also like the idea of putting it in the footer of your email. You know, every email that you send out, we all send dozens of emails a day. You know, ask me about the ISA movie, or click here to see what I'm up to these days. You know, just little ways you can keep planting that seeds. And I love, you know, the segue into the three-way call. So Shauna, I have a feeling we're going to spend the most time on the three-way call tonight, and I know some people are terrified about it because of the technology. Some people don't know what to say. Some people, you know, just aren't sure of how to leverage their upline. So I want you, I know you're passionate about this. You're a firm believer in this. I want you to tell me why this is so necessary. And then, Scott, maybe you can tell us how it works and how the technology works, how we leverage this.
Well, I realize why people are fearful of a three-way call. I started, I started network marketing 18 years ago with my first company, and they really stressed that way back then. And so we, and even when the telephone bills were, you know, crazy, it wasn't anything like we have today. It was just one bill, mostly for our cell phone. It was amazing. But we did it, and I remember being so nervous about it. So I understand it's, how do you start doing that? It's so foreign. And we don't want to make it so that it's pushy or when somebody's not ready. So it can be so simple. And it's just a matter of, it can be like a brag call. It can be somebody just lost weight on their product or built so much muscle, lost inches. Or maybe they reached a new rank and they just were able to buy their new car or make the house payment that they were struggling to make. Doesn't matter. I like to call that a brag call. And I learned that from my friend Joni Brewer, one of the top leaders in my team, and she calls it a brag call. I love that term because we want to call and edify those people on the team that are really doing something. They're really going to the next level, or that they've just somebody on the team that's just had a really, really good, incredible result on the product. So it's sharing, and it's somebody else hearing it and saying, yay, you know, just it just makes them feel like they're a part of a bigger picture, part of a team. And that's a good way to start that first call so that they're familiar with it. They're not nervous when they go, well, now I need somebody to validate the business. So they've already had a three-way call done by somebody on their team. And it doesn't have to be your upline. Let's say you happen to come in with somebody who is not really doing the business, somebody that loved the product but just told you about it and they're not building. Well, there's lots of people that you can have do this with. So you need to, for one thing, you can call the company and find out who that upline representative would be, somebody above you that is doing the business. They're going to be more than happy to help you. And it can be somebody cross-line, somebody in your downline. It does not matter. Somebody that will, that you have a chance to talk to them and say, this is what I want from this call. This is what is going on with this person and this kind of like, what do you think? And then you can chat about it. How would you do this? What would you prefer? You know, how this be handled. And you can do a practice one. But it's now with technology today, and Scott can cover that, it's so simple because like on your cell phone, there's a little three-way call button. It's much easier than it used to be. But let's just say you're going from a landline, which we're usually on the road a lot, so we just use our cell phone. But a landline is just super simple too. You just push the button down, you know, the receiver button, and then dial your other number and push it back again. As soon as it starts to ring, you're able to push it back and connect that person that's already there. So it's very doable. Anyway, one of the things, that the third tool that we're going to talk about, and the only reason I'm going to touch on it yet before Scott goes into how to do a three-way call, is it is one of the places that I started building my three-way calls with. And that was, so this is the third tool, so I don't want to get confused. We're still talking about three-way calls. But the third tool is a really important call called the Carol Taylor call on Wednesday night. And I was able to help start this call 12 and a half years ago. I was one of the ones that was weekly on that call. And I used that by doing a three-way call to the new person, a brand new person. I would try to find one every week that I was talking to and somebody that I felt really needed the bigger picture. So I, you know, there wasn't enough to get everybody that I brought to that call on every week, but I try to bring one person a week, and I still try to do that. So by three-way calling them into the Carol Taylor call, knowing that that call is for the new person, it is not for, you know, some people who have, this call has been going on for almost, well, 12 and a half and on. So if you've listened to it for 12 and a half years, you might say, well, I've heard that before. And so it's not a it's not pre-recorded, it's live. And so, but it's somebody new every single time. So there's 2 to 3 new testimonies, but it's validating the product and with some really incredible people like a nutritionist and like Lisa Iozzi always gives a quick, very brief overview of the latest news from the weekly call that the company does. So, because we find in our busy lives, we don't have time to listen to every single call that is put out there. So this could be a one-stop shop for you building the business as well, but knowing that that original validation of the product, going over what's in particularly things such as Ionic Supreme, that amazing product, those kinds of things and the power behind how this really came into being, how Isagenics, how John's company. And then we will always have the validation of Carol, who started this particular website that we go to, which is all on one page.net. You're going to get a little bit of all kinds of things on that call. And remember, again, that if you've heard it many, many times and you could say, well, I've heard that, I'm not going to get on it. Well, remember that it really is for your learning, but it's really for the new person. So you really want to understand that, because then you won't think it's old. You'll be looking at it through the eyes of your brand new person. When you look at it through somebody brand new, when you look at it through their eyes, it's always a good call. I love that call. And I do think it's great practice for all of us to do every week to get somebody on a three-way call, because there you go. There you've got a practice call. You already understand how to do it. And then at the end of that call, just say, what did you like best about that call point? You could even say, I want you to meet my partner that has been doing this with me. So like you could get, say, for instance, you might get Scott and I on the phone right after the call. And that's a great way to build your business, because as you get your stories and your new person gets their story, which could just a month, then you call and say, I want to be on that call. And then you tell everybody, I'm on an international call. I want you to listen. And that's how you can build your business really fast. And I remember doing that. It really did work, Carrie. It was just, it's amazing how it started my business out in the beginning, and it still works today.
And well, can I ask you a couple questions about the three-way? Just some stuff I feel like is probably in people's brains. Some of the but that's going on in their head before they can move forward. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I think they're probably wondering, who do I have on the three-way with me and my prospect? How do I arrange that? How do I know when it's okay? How do I do the timing of that? How long do those last? Those kind of things. So by default, who should they have with them? And is that something they like talk to their upline about before? How do we start this? So say I'm super excited when we hang up the call today and I'm ready to do this. Is my upline who I call, my sideline, my power partner, you know, somebody from corporate? Who do I do these with?
Yes, I think it's a good thing if you have an upline that is actually doing the business, call them. Somebody that you feel comfortable that is somebody that you can trust that will be on the call with you and discuss it with them. Say, this is what's going on, and explain this to them. Say, and set the appointment up, because like if you're calling Scott and I to do a three-way call with you, which would be fun, we'd love to do more of them because we really believe that that helps build belief. Give us a notice because we want to be sure that we have it booked out for our schedule.
Yeah.
And one of the things that we're going to want to know up front is we're going to want to know what you want to accomplish before we get on the call. In other
right.
words, what is your intention? What do you want to accomplish with this prospect? To answer that. And then that gives us insight on what direction we go with the call.
And then we will discuss with you the protocol of how you dial in, all that, you know, so we'll talk about that and help you to feel really comfortable. But mainly when you do start that call, after we've discussed how it's going to go, what you want out of it, and we've agreed upon a length of time that you think would be good or that we can agree on how long we have. It might be a brag call, which might be 3 to 5 minutes, just, you know, catch them on the fly, or it could be a scheduled in call. And when it's scheduled, what do you want to cover? Do you want to cover the compensation plan? Want to know about product only, exactly what would help you edify the business and what it really is about is edifying you, really. So we teach you, give you a little bit of background about, like, say, for instance, if it were us, we would tell you a little bit about us for introduction, because introduction is really what sets the tone. So if you introduce the person that's going to do it, then you would edify them and say that you're really excited to have them on the call. And then at that point, we're going to know a little bit about you by then, because we've already had a call ahead of time. And we're going to say how excited we are that we're here on the phone with you, because we want them to know how much you're respected by us. And mm-hmm. so that we're building this together. And so then the two parties, at that point, during the middle of the call, it becomes a two-way call. Like, say, if we're me doing the call with you, it would be me and that new person on the phone having a bit of a conversation. It doesn't mean you can't pop in if it just seems absolutely right. But we try not to have it going around three ways all the time because it becomes very, very confusing. So usually what I do is I tell a little bit about my story. I ask them if it would be okay if I told you a little bit about what happened to me. And that way it seems real natural. And then I answer their questions. And then at the end of that, then we edify you back about how, you know, thanking you for getting us on the call, helping us to meet this person. And at that point, we give it back to you and you do the conclusion because you originated the call so that you see there's not too much of the three-way going on at the same time. Then it becomes you and that person. At the very end, you close the call. And I don't like to stay on the line and chat then about how it went. I want to hang up and then you call back so that we can discuss how it went. How did you like it? Was there anything you would like to do differently? And then we say, perhaps maybe we could give a suggestion for the next time so that, you know, maybe it didn't go quite the way you had planned. And so then we talk about, well, how can we do this better next time? So anyway, and also we can kind of have fun with it. You know, we want to keep it fun, but very informative for the person. So that's why the before and after call of the three-way call, even if it's a five-minute call, are very, very important. I think you can't really accomplish what you want to accomplish if it's a blind three-way call, unless it's just a simple introduction, you know, just wanting to meet her. So that's how I feel it. That really becomes very successful if you have that before and after call to the three-way call. How about you, Scott?
Yeah, I mean, before, one of the reasons why I think three-way calls are so important is because when we start and we're new in the business and we really don't have all the information and we haven't been around all the other leaders in the company, we haven't spent time with the people, our upline, that gives us that information, is it helps take it away from you. In other words, your prospect is looking at you, well, gosh, you're an electrician or you're a plumber or you're a dentist or you're a hairdresser or you're an engineer or a doctor or whatever. You know, what do you know about these nutritional products? In other words, they know you, they might be in your warm market. And they know you and they know who you are and they know what you've been doing for the last 20 years or 15 years or this. And so what it does by doing the three-way call, it also helps to take it away from you and again, bringing third-party validation to the opportunity and to somebody who knows more about it than you do. You say, I don't really want to mess this up or I don't know enough information. Could I get you on a call with somebody who really does understand this and has been doing it for a while? Right, Carrie?
That's exactly right. So I think, let me boil it down for a second. I really think it's important for you to know who you're going to be doing the three-way with. So your upline or you know, someone that has some credibility that you can trust to show up on the call. Number two, you schedule it. You get on their calendar or you find a system for that, even if you just text them and say, hey, you got a quick minute. Number three is you set the expectation for the call. I think it's important to do that with the person holding the call with you, as well as the person that has agreed to be on the call, your prospect. Let them know about how long the call is going to be. The longer the call is, the harder it's going to get them to say yes. But I think also setting the expectation, like Scott said earlier, is what is the end result of this call? Do you want them upgrading to more product? Do you want them scouting for your team? Do you want them to sign up? What is the plan for this call? And then what I would add, if I could add one point, is I would say set a goal for how many of these a week you're going to do, a no less than goal. They won't happen when you have time. You have to make time. You have to schedule time. And if you say, I will do no less than 5 or no less than 10, no less than 15. That's when the magic happens. I love to tell this story. It's not a level of activity you could keep up indefinitely, but my kickoff weekend, I did big prospecting, and scheduled 50, I think you guys know this story, 58 three-way calls over a two-day period one weekend, basically bribed the husband to take the kids, to, you know, so that there was no noise, so that I could focus, and did 20-minute calls back-to-back for 2 days, and had 18 enrollments on my team, probably 10, you know, auto-ship customers. I don't remember the exact number of auto-ship customers, but I tell you what, if you want to create momentum, commit to some serious activity. It's not necessarily fun that 2 days while you're doing it. It's tiring. You get tired of no, but you get really exhilarated by yes. And I will also tell you that of those original calls, I probably added 8 to 10 more from that original calls that had to think about it or had to wait on money or had to wait on timing. Over the next several months, several of those people bounced back and decided to do something too. So sometimes a matter of you not having enough action or results is because you're not doing massive activity. If you really want to kick things off in a big way, imagine the power, Shauna, if somebody even just did 20 one week, and then the people that had to think or whatever, they funneled them then to an ISA movie or to the Carol call. I mean, what could happen in their business?
Right, exactly. And I think that could be the very first call. Like we could have some comments on Facebook about doing those two, doing
yep.
that this week, and then that can lead to a third for that person that really wants more. Then schedule with your upline or crossline, somebody that you respect, or, you know, if you need us to do a three-week call, schedule it in. I just think it's just activity. Being, you know, doing something, it's much more fun than to be in momentum and you know, just be standing there thinking business when you're not really.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I love that.
Okay, well, let's circle then back around to the Carol Taylor call. Tell us a little more about that. We know, okay, just everybody write this down. It's every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Central Time, 9 p.m. Eastern. It's live. It's not recorded. It's the same format every Wednesday, and it's designed for the new person that's taking a look at the business. Shauna, from what I understand, you use this tool to build initially. You helped start the call, but you also used this tool to build and blow up your business. So tell me about that.
And I still do, Carrie. Scott and I still use this call. Okay, let me just give you the number just so you have it, and then, of course, we can put it in the Facebook page as well. Mm-hmm. But the number is 212-990-2300, and the passcode is 9952#. So what we'd like you to do is call in a few minutes early, you know, 5 minutes early if you can, and then say where you're from. And then it'll be muted out right when it starts. It starts right on Central. And so it'll be muted out, and then you can, you know, and if you're on the call, you'll get a different – if you're the one that's speaking on the call, you will have a different passcode so that the call doesn't get interrupted by somebody chatting in the background. Really, to me, it's like a cookie-cutter call. You know exactly what you're going to get. So be sure and get yourself on there, first of all, and bring your next guest or anybody on your team. Encourage people to get on that call, because what I like about that is if we're so busy, brand new people, trying to do our own calls and getting all that established, when there's something already there with longevity, with history, that's going to cover all that you start, get your brand new person started, then you don't have to feel like you have to go out there and reinvent the wheel when you're just a brand new person starting out your team, even though eventually you may want to do that. Start with that and let that support your brand new person, and with three-way calls, it gives you practice. And then a core call here that Scott's always, you guys are going to post always on our Facebook page, and you can go back and record that. The Carol Taylor call, she does not record, so that's not something you're going to see archived. But you'll want to experience it, and we will want you, as you have an incredible story, to let us know what that story is so that we can edify you. And then
So is that pretty much covering? Because yeah, I want to bring out one.
What
more
I love, yeah, what I love about the Carol Taylor call is that it is kind of cookie cutter, right? You know what you're going to get. It's like going to McDonald's in a different country. You just know, you know, if you really like Big Macs, which I don't. If you really did like Big Macs, you go to Australia or China or wherever, and you order a Big Mac, and you're going to get the same thing. Well, that's what happens in the Carol Taylor call. You have a kind of the cookie cutter. Like a format. So there's always an introduction and a welcome from Lisa Iozzi, who is a weight loss story. So there's always an amazing weight loss story, and it fluctuates between somebody who's lost anywhere from or released 50 to 100 pounds. And so being one of the benefits of Isagenix. And then they bring somebody on, I believe Mark is the one that does the products, and he does the five pillars of health and goes through all five of the pillars. And it's really good for somebody who really understands the products to just give a generic explanation of the products. And then Carol Taylor gets back on the call, and she tells her story, how she got started with the call, and that they really looked at it, you know, and it really does validate the company, because she and Shauna, you know, were people that came into this company very early on. And so then they also introduce two or three new people that have incredible stories, either weight loss, or it's usually tied to weight loss and the business, and they tell their stories. And there's three different stories every week. And then they introduce a new resource, allononepage.net, and it's just like that, allononepage.net. And it's a great resource. Why do you think that's such a great resource?
Well, what I like about that is – go to allononepage.net, and it will link you to several things. Carol Taylor is the reason that I'm really here, and because her credibility and her knowledge of nutrition made me take a really deep and serious look at this. And so you'll hear her story. You'll get to hear more detail about it. But she and her husband are really, really with me when they sent me the picture of Peter that where he lost 31 pounds in 33 days, and y'all know about that. But there's where you can find it. Go to allononepage.net, and it will link you to weightlosshalloffame.net or .com. I think it goes either way. But it will, and there you will see Peter number one on that, on the Weight Loss Hall of Fame. And so look at Peter's, and even my 12-year-old story is on there. It's a very old story. I need to update it, but it talks about me losing three dress sizes in the 28 days when I first started the product. So, and Scott is in the Quick Picks. Now there's a Quick Picks that you can just go to. So it's a great place also for third-party validation. So also, one of the things about allononepage.net is Carol always tries to make the print a really awesome size, easy to see. So she takes a lot of the things that the company has already provided and, you know, just kind of not really, I mean, just make it so simple. She's just really into simplicity. So she has a full-time guy that helps her with this, that website, and you will find everything. And, of course, it's always compliant because we really stress compliancy with our company because we want it to be around. That's why we are a 12-year-old company, because we're all concerned about making sure that we don't make any claims. And there you will find a safe spot to get information. Go there to just validate the things, the same things you can find on the ISO movie. You find all the videos. And so it can become your one-stop shop. And also make sure that you check out Helpful Documents. Helpful Documents on there will find you anything you want to find, up to comparison chart of the product when somebody says, I can't afford this. And then it will compare what they're already doing in groceries and compare what a 30-day or a 9-day or all the comparisons to what you're already spending in your meal and what you will be spending here and the value. Completely the value of the product. Also, you will find your membership forms that you can just print out there. You will find the medical studies. So say you have a doctor that you need to bring product to or you want to talk to, you might want to print out that medical study. And so it's a one-stop. You go down that list of helpful documents, and it'll blow your mind what is right there at one place at your fingertips. Don't get, into just studying that and staying in your office and reading all this stuff. It'll take you forever. But know that when you're talking to, the main thing in this business is sharing with people, getting out with people or on the phone.
But always know that it's right there at your fingertips. So you don't have to be afraid that you might not be able to find it. It is complete and it's there. So search around in your, you know, 20 minutes a day or something and start to make that a part of so that you know where to go. But then be there and start to do it. Start to do the three-way call and say, oh, you know, at a scheduled time, you can bring them through that all on onepage.net and walk them through and see how simple it, this business is. We say it's not easy and it's not hard, but it's very doable. And so with these simple tools, I find that these have all helped me to make it very simple because I need simple. I mean, where our lives are fast-paced. And if I hadn't had these tools, I don't know, I would not be where I'm at because it made it duplicatable. Everything is not about you doing everything. It's about you teaching someone else and also the people that want this. There's people who don't, but the ones that do, help them to do it simply.
You know, one more point I want to make before we wrap up. Great stuff tonight. Super simple, guys. Super easy to implement. Pick your tool and run. But another point I'd like to make is layering. Your thinkers, your processors, your people that have to go through several decision makers in the home, layering is very important. So, you know, my grandmother taught me that your fragrance lasts longer if you layer it, meaning your soap smells the same as your lotion, as the powder, as the perfume that you put on. And I think it's the same way with your business sometimes. We do a three-way call or we share a sample with them and then we follow up with an ISTA movie. And then we find out their opinion. If they're still thinking, then we follow up with the Carol Taylor call or we follow up with the three-way call. So layering can sometimes be helpful for your people that have failed at something before or are skeptical or have family that's skeptical. Don't discount people just because they don't say yes right away, first tool. Multiple tools mean multiple layers. And now, conversely, Scott and Shauna, I would say not everybody needs all the tools to make a decision. Some of us can watch a movie and say, yes, that's for me. Or taste a product, have some results, and say, yes, that's for me. So you're going to have to learn to read people a little bit. But I would say layering can be really powerful, especially as Shauna had shared in the past several calls about people she worked with for like 24 months before they came on board. Do you think there wasn't some layering there? I'm sure there was. So, Scott and Shauna, what would you add or what would you challenge folks to do this week as we wrap this up and you guys can go about your fabulous Tuesday in Australia?
Wow. I just say, let's go do it. Let's practice these tools this week and let's get some energy around it. Give us some ideas of, or maybe not ideas, but give us an example of how it worked for you, what you liked best about these tools if you haven't used them before, or even if you have. One thing I just wanted to share with you, Carrie, is we were a flower shop yesterday, and I bought this book called Love Life, and every single page, I can't help it, it reminds me of what I do, what we get to do, which is this fabulous business of sharing with people. And just this one page I wanted to share, it says, love helping others. It says, a lot of dreams don't. If you can make somebody's dream come true, you should.
Mm. I love that.
I feel like you need to go out and help us make our own dreams come true and help others. What if we could do that?
I love that. Well, we can do that. The truth is we can do that. We can do that for everybody because not everybody is going to be open to that. But the fact is we can do that for some people, the people who are open. But if our mouth is closed, our business is closed too. So you guys open your mouth, set a goal. How many movies are you going to share this week? How many calls are you going to share this week? And how many people are you going to tell about the Carol Taylor call? And don't forget the follow-up. That is the key. Scott and Shauna, this is great. You guys are great. Thanks for carving time out for us, even though you guys are in Australia doing your thing. Have a great conference. Guys, post on the Facebook what you found valuable, your aha moment, or what you're going to do this week, and we'll see you next week, same time, same number, and we can't wait.
Thank you, Carrie.
Thanks, Carrie.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Well, oh.